you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics hazard that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for. One, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduate and even experienced hires, young professionals will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I will be sharing on a subject centered on self-discovery. And I've titled it, Can You Tell Me About Yourself? Yes, can you tell me about yourself? It's an intriguing question, right? Yes, it is. The question is synonymous to asking, can I get to meet you? Can you introduce yourself? Who are you? This question is one that is usually asked when you get to meet someone for the very first time. And you are trying to gauge who is this person. Often, this is a key interview question as well. Do you know that most often than not, many individuals get to answer this question without first taking a pause to ask if they are offering the right answer or not? From my experience, many get the question wrong. Why do I say so? You would ask. This is my justification. As human beings, we are quick to identify ourselves using our circumstances, how others perceive us, our behaviors, or our positions in life to describe ourselves. This is somehow comforting to clothe ourselves in these identities, but none of those identities are really who we are. They are not really who we are. Do you know that you are not your circumstances or what you do? Your circumstances and what you do will definitely change, but that does not necessarily change who you are. Do you know that your answer to this question is one that speaks to whether you have discovered your own unique value proposition, which is deeply embedded in your personality? So the real question is, do you know who you are? The subject of self-discovery is a broad subject which may take a lifetime to fully understand, no doubt. But one very interesting concept that is, I consider instrumental to helping you to discover yourself more is what I call self-assessment. You know, through self-assessment, you get to understand yourself better. Now, if we take this to the employment setting, the knowledge of who you are will allow you to gauge how fit you are for certain jobs or careers. and this leads to a career choice that can be a natural extension of who you are. Now, essential to self-assessment is the understanding of your unique personality. Now, by personality, we're talking about an individual's differences among people. Differences in behavioral patterns, differences in cognition, differences in emotion. We are all different. Why? Our behavioral patterns are different in different circumstances. Our cognition, the way we perceive things, is different, and our emotion is different. Now, some believe that it is our environment that makes us who we are. Others believe that we are born in a certain way. Now, traditionally, scientists and psychologists have studied identical twins who share the same genes to find out if differences in personality and behavior can be put down to the environment. Do you know what they came out with? Scientists discovered that through DNA testing, that around half of our personality traits are hardwired into our genes. The foregoing leads to the assertion that we are all products of nature and nurture. Nature refers to our DNA coding, while nurture refers to the effect of the environment on us. It suffices to say that who you are is completely different from whom you have become. I take that again. Who you are originally, your personality, your behavioral patterns, your cognition and emotion is completely different from whom you have become by virtue of interaction with people, by virtue of the effect of the environment on who you are. Now, my charge to you today on today's episode of the podcast is, have you started a journey of self-discovery? I charge you to start that journey today. Because as an understanding of who you are is a journey and not an event. So I charge you, would you start that journey today? Because most of the things we do in life is directly proportional to our understanding of ourselves. And you know that help is not far away. In my book, Corporate Misfit, I did an in-depth exposition on this subject of self-discovery and how you could at best answer, can you tell me about yourself? And I believe it's a gift to humanity. Now, if you would love to get a copy of that book, the hard copy of that book, quickly go now to shegwankyode.com/buy-corporate-misfit to make your book order, and it will be delivered to you anywhere you are in Nigeria. Or at best, you feel that you need one that you could read on your mobile phone. Go over now to okadabooks.com to get a mobile version of the book, Corporate Misfit. Now, permit me to close with the words of Socrates. And he said, man, know thyself. Man, know thyself. Now, if today's episode of the podcast has been beneficial to you, remember to share this episode with a friend. Recommend it to a friend, because you wouldn't know the life you'll be saving or the life you'll be blessing. And if you have further questions, career-related questions, or ask me, kindly go over to the show notes of this podcast episode, shegwankyode.com/episode-35, and drop your questions. Or at best, you could as well tweet at shegwankyode on Twitter, and I'll be very glad to be of help to answer your question. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegwankyode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegun Akiyode. To know more about Shegun Akiyode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegun Akiyode, at SegunAkiyode, or visit his website www.shegunakiyode.com. See you next time.